In a decision made this week, the Senate Appropriations Committee included provisions to bring much-needed support to the U.S. cotton industry. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with the details.
The National Cotton Council and the U.S. cotton industry has been working for about 2 years to try to provide short-term economic relief to cotton producers until a new farm bill is in place. Over the course of this time, that's included last year, USDA operating the cotton ginning cost share program for the 2015 crop, which provided critical assistance to cotton producers and helped them to stay in business and continue to get the financing necessary to produce another crop. In addition to that, the industry has also been working to try to find an opportunity and a vehicle to put in place a cotton seed policy within the existing framework of the current farm bill that could also help provide some of that interim economic support. The most recent activity has been focused on trying to convince the current administration and USDA to restart the cotton ginning cost share program and operate that again this year to provide support on the 2016 crop and on an ongoing basis moving forward, at least until the next farm bill is in place.
That effort included two congressional letters that were sent to the president, strongly urging the administration, working through USDA, to restart the ginning cost share program.
That included a Senate letter that was led by Senator Bozeman from Arkansas and Senator Warner from Virginia, and 24 other senators that wrote the president in support of this program. On the House side, that letter was signed by 109 members of the House, and that effort was led by 8 key members, including Chairman Conaway from Texas, Congressman Peterson from Minnesota, Chairman Adderholt from Alabama, Congressman Bishop from Georgia, Chairman Rick Crawford from Arkansas, Congressman Rick Nolan from Minnesota, Congressman Jody Arrington from Texas, and also Congressman Tom O'Halloran from Arizona, both members of the House Agriculture Committee. In addition to those two congressional letters, there were also two industry letters that were sent to the White House as well. One of those was signed by 83 cotton and cotton-related organizations, including the National Cotton Council. And then there was also a letter signed by agribusinesses, agricultural lenders, and other rural businesses, and that included 1,605 individual signatures on that letter. All of these laying out the significant economic challenges that cotton producers continue to face, the impact that's having across all of the cotton industry, all of the various segments, including the infrastructure for cotton, and the need to get some short-term relief out to producers as soon as possible. On behalf of the National Cotton Council and all of our members that are working for this important support, we would like to thank all of those members of Congress, both in the House and Senate, that spent so much time and effort in leading and coordinating these letters, and then all of the individual members that also signed on to the letters to provide such a strong showing of support within Congress on a very broad bipartisan basis in both the House and Senate. And we are greatly appreciative to their support and ongoing activities on behalf of the U.S. cotton industry.
And Langley adds that the Council's work is far from over.
Following up on these letters now, we'll continue outreach both directly from the industry to the administration, as well as from Congress to the administration, both at USDA and Secretary Perdue, as well as staff and officials at the White House,